You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
The government's top economic experts warn that without immediate action by Congress, America could slip into a financial panic and a distressing scenario would unfold.
That was President Bush speaking last night, stressing why he believed that Congress should pass the $700 billion bailout for Washington. The sinking economy, the congressional bailout, and the politics of the campaign are the big stories today. Senator McCain's call to halt his campaign has met with resistance from Senator Obama, who said that tomorrow the first presidential debate should move forward. All of this, again, in the midst of major economic struggles here in the U.S. Tucker Bound is a national campaign spokesman for the McCain-Palin campaign, and he joins us. Welcome, Tucker.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
So why suspend campaigning at this moment?
Well, I think John McCain saw this on pretty clear terms and recognized that we needed to put partisanship aside and make sure that we passed this legislative agreement so that we could bail out. It's not about Wall Street, but also about Main Street. American families, their savings, their homes, their student loans, and in many ways their jobs depend on the effectiveness and the robustness of the American economy. But certainly the loans need to be backed up so the American economy can go forward in a healthy way. We can begin to recover.
Well, Tucker, that's an argument for dealing with the economic crisis. I guess I don't hear an argument in there for actually suspending the campaign. And our listeners this morning have been saying things like, why can't he do two things at once? He should be able to multitask if he wants to be the leader of the free world. We want to hear the debate at this moment in history. What do you say to that?
Well, there are two things that people need to remember, and I don't expect everyone to understand the inside baseball of congressional negotiations, but the Democrats on Thursday, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, were on Capitol Hill saying that they couldn't reach an agreement because the Republican Party seemed bifurcated and that they needed clarity from the Republican Party and then they needed leadership from John McCain. They called on John McCain to come back to Washington and to tell them what to do in very clear terms. The second thing is it's easy to say that the president needs to multitask, and I completely understand that. John McCain is multitasking every single day. But what I don't think Barack Obama may understand is that when you want to put something together as important as this, as quickly as it needs to be accomplished, that I don't know if he has the record to understand that these are very difficult negotiations and they require the credibility of serious public officials.
Okay, Tucker, let me just get one fact from you. If I called Nancy Pelosi's office and said that you said that she called McCain back to Washington, do you think she'd go along with that?
Well, I think that she would, if she told you that she wasn't putting pressure on our congressional delegation, wasn't making public statements.
Well, you said she called him back to Washington. That seemed a little bit over the top.
On ABC World News tonight, Thursday evening, Jake Tapper reported in Harry Reid's terms, in his own soundbite, that John McCain needed to return to Washington and tell us what to do.
All right, just wanted to clarify that. Here's a government employee in Prince William County, Virginia, talking about his reaction to John McCain's decision. Listen to this, Tucker.
It smells like a delaying tactic to me. I'm a little concerned about that. It seems like that's an important event on his agenda, and he should not overlook it, in my opinion.
Tucker, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it would have. I understand the concerns of the American people, and I understand everybody's tracking this election. It's very important. But also, let's remember that more than 100 times, John McCain has challenged Barack Obama to meet him anytime, anywhere, to debate in a town hall style format. So let's not begin to think that we're trying to delay a debate. In fact, we're hopeful that we can reach an agreement, that negotiations can be sought and found, so that we can debate on Friday night. The idea here is that we need to move with a sense of urgency to make sure that this bailout goes forth. Because if people think that their home loans and their savings don't depend on some sort of action, they're not living in the real world.
And Tucker, I think all of us can certainly appreciate that. There's no question, and there's certainly a process in place that's happening on Capitol Hill at this moment between the administration and congressional leaders. But just given the fact that we are 6 weeks away from a really important election, a very close election, you can certainly appreciate the skepticism of pulling out of the very first presidential debate where American voters are going to get the opportunity to see the two men who are vying to be the next president. You can appreciate the skepticism, can't you?
I understand. I understand that there's a lot of back and forth going on here. But the one true thing is John McCain said, let's get things done. We are charged, Washington is charged with a few simple tasks. And when something as urgent and as necessary as this comes about, it is time for people to put partisanship aside and quit pretending that these presidential campaigns don't have millions and millions of people in their constituency that serve only in the interests of their sound bites and their trail talk, and let's get down there, put that stuff aside, and work a deal for the American people so Main Street can thrive and we can begin to see recovery.
Okay.
That's all he was saying.
Right. Let's talk tactics for a moment. I mean, the McCain campaign and John McCain himself has a reputation for being erratic, maybe shooting from the hip, maybe a bit hot-tempered. I'm just wondering if this decision doesn't smack of a kind of a winging it, shoot from the hip kind of decision, and that maybe the Barack Obama campaign has called your bluff on this one.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting criticism. I certainly don't think that we're hot-tempered around here. I hope not. We seem to be pretty well-mannered. I think that if it's called hot-tempered to come back to Washington and try and fix something as opposed to just giving glorious speeches in front of temples and talking about ceasing the ocean's rise and healing the sick, then I think that perhaps we are a bit hot-tempered. People want things done. People are fired up. And if they think that the presidential campaign can't deter for a day or two to solve one of the biggest economic crises ever to face this country, then maybe we should be on the campaign trail. But I don't think the American people think that. I think Barack Obama thinks that.
Tucker, let me ask you your reaction to some of the latest polls this week showing Barack Obama pulling ahead of the margin of error. How do you respond to when you've seen Barack on national polls 53% and John McCain, 44.
Well, that's an outlier poll. You're talking about the ABC Washington Post poll, which contradicted two other national polls that were released yesterday, the NPR poll and the NBC Wall Street Journal poll, which both were within the margin of error. In our target state tracking that we've been able to compile through all these public polls, you know, the polls are within the margin of error, which you both have to recognize is clearly way ahead of where any Republican should be in this election. This is going to be a very close election.
Certainly.
And it's only because John McCain is a different type of Republican. He outperforms the generic Republican voter or candidate by 10, 11 points consistently, and that's because he's somebody that has said, hey, I will reform Washington. I have a record of doing it. I will work across the party lines because I have a record of doing it, and I'll get things done. That's what the American people need.
All right, but just to parse that for a moment, I mean, that was a fairly astute little bit of spin you gave us there. Being even equals being ahead in this race. How does that work?
Well,
it
equals being ahead because if you poll Republicans versus Democrat, if you were to go out and say whoever's a Republican pulls the ballot for their party, that would be 40% or therefore, and you have another 10-11% that would pull Democrat. So when you're polling within the margin of error, which means it could be tied, it could be a point up or down, that means that you're outperforming what a Republican should
be
doing by 10 points.
So Obama should be ahead, but because he's even, McCain is ahead. That's your logic?
Well, this race is tied, and if anyone thought that the Republican candidate for president would be tied in this election in September, closing in on October, I think that they would have been having their head in the sand for the last 2 years.
Let me get your reaction very quickly to Congressman Barney Frank, who you know is at the heart of some of the negotiations on Capitol Hill, particularly in the House, on this bailout plan. He says it's now clear a deal will pass. This, according to the Associated Press, just a few minutes ago.
Okay. Well, I think that's an interesting.
So the debates go ahead tomorrow, then?
I think that right now, if it being clear that a deal will be negotiated, an agreement will be found, is not the same as we have a negotiation, we have an agreement. So I think when we get there, then we can begin to talk about the debate. John McCain wants the debate on Friday night. There was nothing that we would prefer to do more. In fact, I plan on getting on a plane today and flying to Mississippi to go to these debates. That's my plan. I expect that this campaign will go forward if we can reach an agreement, if we can reach a negotiation. But I think everyone can recognize that there is one thing that is more important than this presidential campaign. I hope many things, but certainly one thing, mm-hmm. which is that we need to address this financial crisis on Wall Street so it doesn't affect everyone in their homes and around their dinner tables.
Tucker right, Bounds, Tucker. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Thank you, Tucker. You better answer that cell phone there that's going off. It sounds like it's exploding in your pocket there. What's your reaction to the McCain campaign? 877-8-MY-TAKE. That was Tucker Bounds, the McCain campaign spokesman. You've been responding all morning. Leave your response to the McCain decision to suspend the campaign in light of the economic crisis at mytake@thetakeaway.org. That was really interesting.
Very.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.